Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. And yes, I'm out of breath. And yes, I'm too hot, so I'm trying to take my jacket off while I'm talking to you. So anyway, you can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. And go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. There's some really great stuff there. So, it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, neuroenergetic balancing, and energy code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen is here. But I gotta first, before we get to Stacy and the Frenchies and all of that, Facebook, you gotta go look. There's a bunch of really cool stuff I posted this last week, especially. And last few, talk about obsessive dogs. There's just a hysterical one. I don't know if you guys saw it, but a snowman, you know, a big snowman. And it's a big, tall one. And it's got twigs as the arms. Where there's this little dog who has jumped up onto the snowman and is trying to yank the stick arm out of the snowman. And so it's hanging in the air. I mean, this dog is obsessed with getting it. Anyway, it's quite hysterical. And there's another little Westie who, there, yeah, okay. Oh, you looked at that.
Oh,
fan, okay,
God.
Look at that. Great job, Nathan. I mean, is that silly or what? Look at that little thing. It's
kind of looks like a little bit like something else, but we'll keep that up here.
All right, now you got to go look at that, and then you'll know what Nathan's talking about. My goodness. Okay, now I think then there's another one above that, and that's a Westie that is hauling his snowboard up the hill. So look at it. He hauls his sled.
Little inner tube.
Little
thing.
Inner tube all the way up the hill. I think they must have it attached to him. And then once he gets all the way up the hill, then he jumps in it and slides himself off, rides it all the way back down.
Oh, yeah.
See, and then he turns around and hauls it all the way back up. And,
we used to have an Aussie that would do that. If we'd attached the thing to her, she would have done just that thing. But in her case, we would take the sled up the hill, and when we got ready and we'd set it up and we were ready to jump in it, half the time she'd jump in it in front of us and take off. She absolutely loved sledding. She was a total sled dog.
Now look, somewhere there's a bull inside a bullpen. And he's decided that he does not want to be, you can't really see it.
The TV is a little bit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a bull inside, you know, a big metal pen, and he's just running along with it around him. He's just, it's really fun. Don't never give up is kind of like the whole theme of that one.
Reminds me of that Australian Shepherd video you posted where they had like that crate that they put the Australian Shepherd in.
Oh, that's right. It was bouncing all over the place inside the shepherd. Okay, that's the mouse. Now go up from that. I want the really cool one. Oh, that one's scary. That's funny, but you won't see it well here or that either. That's the one. Can you see that picture of that shark? It's a 17-foot great white shark, and it's come up next to a boat. And that fisherman, that guy, he's hugging the shark in that photograph. All right. Now, the story is 2 years prior to this, he saved the life of that shark. It was caught in a net.
Oh.
And he cut the shark out of the net. Ever since then, the shark has been obsessed with him and follows him everywhere. And whenever he stops the boat, The shark cruises right up next to him, rolls on its side, and he pets it. And it he says, it squeals and it wiggles and it waves. And it just has the most wonderful love fest. This shark loves him and for 2 years has come for little love sessions.
Wow.
Now how many, we've all seen the videos and heard the stories of the whales that do that, you know, and the people spend out cutting them out and then they thank everybody and out the way. But I've never seen a story like that with a shark.
Yeah.
My gosh. Anyway, I just thought that was the greatest story. All right, all on Facebook if you want to see them. Okay, now we can get back to business. So, Stacy, it is, again, best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. And our gifted healers, Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen, here, and Nathan's interrupting, so am I spacing something? What's going
on? I just wanted to mention that while Stacy is getting the treatment for her and Bags, that if you still want to call into the show, I can take your phone call. So don't feel like if Stacy is getting a treatment that you can't call into the show. I'll be here to take the phone call for you.
He'll wear all the hats whenever he needs to. So, All right, so you can still call in.
And phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll free at 1-888-298-5569.
Thank you. All righty. Stacy, it seems like it's been forever.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. So going back, I mean, you've been through a lot, and I'm sure your Frenchies have been through a lot. And of course, I think the last few times we've talked, Tank is your older female,
yes.
And she's a therapy dog, and she's one of those fabulous Frenchies, and she's perfect, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tank is the perfect Frenchie.
Perfect.
And then we have Mr. Bags.
Yeah.
The baguette guy, cute as a bug.
Very cute.
Cute as a bug.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. But he's had some issues.
Yes.
And he has gotten some little obsessive sort of behaviors, and
once
was bothering you on the cat, and you tried all
licking,
kinds of things,
yes.
And licking and barking, and you kind of stiff arm him away and all of that. Well, then you told us about it on the show, and Nels did a reset and treatment, and the behavior went away and stopped.
Yep. That's,
then I
that's
think
gone.
A month or two later, he started another sort of little obsessive sort of thing. Dr. Nels worked on him, and same thing, that went away.
Right.
Now, but there's been quite a bit of time between that, and of course, you know, you've had your beloved mom's passing, and you had a lot of time. We've had to gone back to Hawaii, and of course, you don't take the Frenchies with you when you go.
Right.
So give us an update on Tank and Bags. How are they doing and all of that?
Yeah, well, so Tank is fine.
Tank is still perfect.
One perfect, great dog. And then the bag man is doing better. I mean, he still has his little obsessive moments, but he can snaps out of it quicker, I notice.
All right.
So I've kind of been watching Caesar, and he's got these new shows where he's into saying calm surrender. So you want the dog to be calm and surrender. So I'm trying to be calm surrender. So when Bags gets a little riled up, I calm surrender, and I just look at him, and I kind of stand up, you know, and then he snaps out of whatever. You know, because I'm like with the holidays, like my other daughter would come over and the door opens and he's, rah, rah. And then so he'd just go crazy. Couldn't, you know, but now I can just kind of get in between and just calm surrender. And my kids laugh at me when I say that.
But it's making a
difference. But it seems to make a difference for him. Or when we've come across other dogs on a walk, he's fine at first, but if the dog, some people like, oh, let's the dog say hi. You know how people are.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I try, but if I just keep to myself, like I'm going to be calm and he's not going to react. And I'm thinking in my head, calm, surrender. And he's done really well. He doesn't, you know, because usually after a while, he'll start like kind of want to jump on them, you know.
Yeah.
Not that he's going to bite them, but he just like reacts.
Well, and we do know, you know, there's a strong connection between owner and dog.
Yeah.
And thought directs energy. And they get the pictures in your mind. So if Caesar's helped you shift.
Yeah. So I really try to.
See, a lot of that has a huge effect.
Right.
On the animals, because we, you know, it's us that tends to trigger a lot of problems when we anticipate and we know how we expect our dog is going to expect. So we go into those situations imagining them doing the worst case scenario, and that helps. But if you can shift that out of yourself, it doesn't necessarily always solve all the problems with the dog, but it makes it a whole lot easier. And sometimes it is the big trigger. And Nels, you've tuned in to...
I've got bags, and I've tuned up one side, and I'm tuning up the other.
Well, yeah, I'm story time. Okay, I've been reminded of a story. Okay, it's been a long time since I've taught the classes that I used to teach, but I did a class on interspecies telepathic empathetic communication and all of that, and then I followed that up the next with a human to animal transference, which is how our animals pick up and process and reflect back our stuff. Well, I was doing those classes, so this was probably a few decades ago, and at Stonehouse Bookstore in Redmond, not the original location, but the second location. Anyway, so that's where I was. And it was at this point in time, my classes were really popular, so it was quite a large room, and there was maybe, I would say, 35 to 50 people there. And so we were in the communication, the first class, and describing it, doing the communication. And I get to a point in the communication class where I am talking about thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and I'm going over this. Well, or in the middle of explaining this stuff, and we knew from. Before I started the class, I'd always say, okay, is anybody here for a specific reason and needs help? Well, one woman in the back of the class had raised her hand and said she was there because she had a Shih Tzu, and the Shih Tzu was dying and had all kinds of physical problems. And so it was really bad. Anyway, so she just thought maybe she could learn something that would help her dog, so she came to the class. All right, so now we fast forward. I'm teaching. I'm talking about this stuff. All of a sudden, in the middle of my teaching, this is a big class, but she's like in the last row of the class. She jumps up out of her chair, and she screams, "Oh, my God, I'm killing my dog." So I said, "Well, time out." She said, "I know it. I know it. That's it. It's me. I've obsessed with my dog's health, and all I do is what." She said, "I know it. I'm killing my dog. That's it. I get it." Well, then we went through the rest of the class. Now, then the following week was the next class, was these human to animal transference, where I actually teach this stuff specifically. She came back the next week, and we do, you know, ahead of time. Well, what did you learn? How did it go this week? She jumps up again. She said, it was the whole ball game. She said, it was all me. She was in tears. She said, "I was killing my dog." She said, I got it last, whatever the day of the week I was teaching, you know, last Wednesday night or whatever. She said, "I got it. I shifted my thinking, and all of the problems my dog was having are gone. My dog is normal now, and I know it was me."
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, story time's over. All right, so
when he does get his little obsessive things, he can usually jump out of it.
Okay,
a little bit quicker than he used to be.
Nels, so. You've done a session, a little
I
treatment.
I did a reset
for...
on him. Yeah, and he's been worse.
Yes, he's not so bad
good
now.
To know.
Right?
That's good to know.
Yeah, he didn't need a lot. He just needed a little.
Okay. Do you need to check on Tank? Do we need anything with her?
You know, Tank's supposed to, I'm a little nervous about this one, so maybe I'll just share. So she's going to be 10, and so her vet, she had her checkup, thinks she probably should get her teeth cleaned one more time. And she's, I guess as your dogs get older, and it's a strange thing, like their gums get these overgrowths, and it overgrowths over the teeth. And so she's got a couple of those areas. And I look at it, you can see it. So what she wants
to do. That's interesting, because that's not something that I would say, oh, as a vet tech. Yeah, that happens to all dogs. No, so maybe it is a Frenchie
maybe
thing.
It's a Frenchie.
I don't know.
So she said,
if anybody knows about the gum things and Frenchies, call us because I don't know about this.
So she said if we clean her teeth, then we could remove those things.
So you're a little nervous about that because of anesthesia?
Anesthesia,
and all of
that? Yeah. Because then she'll have to be under a little longer because you got to take off these. I mean, it's not a lot, but a couple areas. So I'm a little nervous. I should do it, but I know. I should not be nervous. Right?
Well, see, wouldn't that be a good thing? I mean, Linda, couldn't you do a session with Stacy and have her think of how she feels about this and work on her?
How would you? We're not going to do it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going sometime this month.
Stacy can call me sometime and we can handle that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you'll work with Stacy probably, so we don't need to do anything today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I checked on Tank,
and she's Tank's
good?
Really solid. So
okay.
Yeah, my intuitive feeling is she's so solid you don't have to worry.
I don't know.
Yeah. However, thought directs. Okay.
That's right. So I'm going to let that go.
story time. Another story coming up. Well, wait a minute. I'm looking at the time. Well, I might as well do it quickly. But important thing is, Stacy, I don't want you having this procedure done with Tank until you are over that nervousness. And Linda has offered, she'll do it off the air. Just back in the 90s, I was out at the farm. I worked in veterinary medicine for 20 years, and so I have worked with some really wonderful vets and had very close relationships. I still referred cases to the vets that I'd worked with. Well, this particular morning, one of the vets that I referred to called me, and I happened to be around, and I answered the phone, and he said, "Oh my God, Martha, I don't know why I'm calling you, except you referred me this case. And so-and-so brought their Bichon in to be spayed. I've done the surgery. Everything was normal. Everything was fine. Dog should be awake and well, but the dog went into heart failure. And I've done everything I can do. Nothing's working. The dog is dying. Martha, you know, I can't handle this. I don't know what to do." Okay. And I said, well, immediately when he told me all of this, I knew what was going on. So I said, all right. Just imagine the dog getting better. I know what's going on. I will handle it. I'll call you back when I'm done. I was just getting ready to go into meditation. So I knew what was going on. The gal that I had referred had hired me as a behavior therapist and trainer to come work with her and her two Bichon Frises. And could not get them house trained to save her soul. The biggest problem was one of the Bichon's was not spayed, and she's marking and all anyway. So it was she had to be spayed in order to solve the house training problem and all of that. Well, the owner had avoided that and had not spayed her because her previous dog died during the surgery. So she's can't do it. Well, I convinced her she should go to my vet. Everything will be fine. She there, my vet. Her dog is dying. Okay. Well, I knew that she was sitting at home by that phone, scared to death that her dog was dying. All right. So what I did was go into meditation. I had worked at that hospital, the veterinary hospital she was at, for 6 years. So it was real easy for me to go there and get in the energy and know what's going on. And so I went in, I talked to the dog, I explained to the dog why she was there to get her little surgery and that it had all been done. She was fine. All she had to do was wake up and her mom would come get her and bring her home. And then I did a little bit of light work, energy work on the heart and lungs. Hung up, went back to the phone, called the vet. That comes right to the phone and says, "Martha, I don't know what you did. I don't want to know what you did. But all of a sudden, the dog just, bam, snapped out of it. The dog is awake and wonderful. The owner's on the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye." You literally can kill your animal with negative thinking. If you can do that, imagine what you can do to yourself and your own life and all that sort of stuff. And that's why I preach this stuff. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Thank you, Stacy, for the stories. All right. We need to take care of advertisers. We'll do that. I thought I did. I hear you in the background. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yep, we'll be speaking with Diane in Bellevue after the break.
Hey, all right, Diane, hold on. We'll take care of advertisers and come right to you. So stay right where you are, everybody. Phone calls continue straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here to noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they would be in the middle of their service today out at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. And it's a special day today because it's Yogananda's birthday service, and you can live stream on Facebook or the Ananda website. I'm going to try to watch it when I get home this afternoon because they got a little play they're going to do and stuff, and it should be a really special little service. Anyway, AnandaWashington.org or Ananda Seattle and Bothell on Facebook if you want to check out the service. And, of course, check out whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. That's, of course, Jude Ponton, our wonderful premier sound healer. And she is just doing great in her new location in her home in Shoreline. I love the location better. It's much easier to get to. And I love the healing room, and the energy there is fabulous. And she's starting to teach again, so there will be an Acutonics Level 1 class she's doing at her home will be the January 21st through the 23rd, I believe. And I have the notification up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. But you can also find it at Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just call the Whispering Dragon Center to get information if you like. And She's done a couple of really nice little videos and attunements, one for the winter solstice and one for the new year. Those are also available on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook or the Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And Nels, you said you've listened to them too. I watched and listened to both of them. They're really wonderful.
They're great. And I shared them on my Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page too.
Yeah, yeah. So you can find them at Nell's Place, and even in the whispering-dragon.com website, she actually has some specific video sound clips that are done for specific purposes that address specific issues. And I think they're little ones. You purchase them. They're real cheap, so it's easy to do, but. But sound can be wonderful in terms of healing, so check that all out. All righty then. We are all caught up, and we are going to head back to the phones. So we are going to Bellevue, and Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey, good morning, Diane. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you. What's up?
I'm calling to see if Linda and Nels can help me out. I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety and need help in getting rid of it.
All right. And as you know, they or, you know, don't need to know a lot of details and so forth because they don't diagnose or treat. They just tune in to your physical body and do what's said. And by the way, I keep forgetting to remind you all, but pretty soon, Linda will start working on Diane, for us on the air. Nels is already tuning in here. So you're going to get a stereo healers today, Diane. But I want to let everybody else know, all you humans, when they're doing this like Linda does this with human, you can also receive the same energy or surrogate type healing if you tune into what's going on. And, when she asks you, and you think about whatever relates to you and what she's, and you do what she says to do. And it really does benefit you. And you can pick up a lot. And don't you, Nels, because you've also done, the Mystic Radio show, and once
right.
we, and you heard all kinds of people saying, and they even promote, go back and listen to previous shows because you can get specific healing from that, right?
Yeah, it's great. People get lots of benefit just listening to podcasts.
Yeah. All right. So now you are already working on
Diane
in your way. So Nels can do yours kind of behind the scenes here. And then, Diane, I'm going to turn you over to Linda. You ready?
Thank you.
All right, Linda, take it away.
All right. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to say this for you and everyone else listening, that anxiety is caused when we try to resolve something emotional with our head.
Oh, okay.
And so that's just...
Well, I think that bears repeating.
Yeah. So anxiety comes from being stuck in thought over an emotional issue.
Huh.
So because the brain is really good at lots of things, computing and figuring stuff out, but it actually can't do anything with emotions. Those actually need to be processed in the body.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of really important stuff, because we love and trust our brains so much, just immediately goes into thought. And so things like how we feel about somebody else or how we feel about ourselves or something that's happening, anything that involves our feelings about something actually cannot be resolved in mind. And it starts, this is where anxiety happens.
We just work
because
it
we just
in
keep
our
working
mind
it in our head.
And we make it a problem.
Yeah. So Diane is not unique in this way. We all do this. But the good news is we can also release whatever this is. So, Diane, let's get started.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you just begin by thinking of a beautiful blue sky with the phrase, the sky is blue, and you're just relaxing, thinking the sky is blue. And now I'm going to invite you to think about an unresolved situation in your life, something that you would really like to have resolved. And there may be more than one of these. So just pick something in your life right now that you would really like to have this settled, have this thing resolved.
Okay.
You've got something? Okay. Mm-hmm. So focus on that. And just have awareness of how you feel when you're thinking about this unresolved thing. And then setting that aside, I'm going to have you direct your thoughts to the feeling of dread. Feeling of dread. And you may even notice some place in your body that was kind of getting reactive to what you were thinking about. But right now we're all thinking dread.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to add the number 5. So dread 5. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down toward your heart. So you keep your head level and just roll your eyes downwards. So it's as though you could look into your heart with your closed eyes as you think dread 5. And the breathing is going to be to take a deep breath into the abdomen and then exhale it out, keep it held out as long as it's comfortable to do so, letting the breath back in and repeating exhaling and holding out. We're just trying to do this to the point of comfort, not stress. As you think, dread, 5, closed eyes, looking down toward the heart.
Now, Diane, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking down towards your heart, keeping your head level, and exhaling all the wind out and holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, replacing that breath and exhaling again when you need to, all the while thinking dread 5. Dread and 5. Looks like Nels has completed his work.
Right. Got a good reset.
Okay, Diane, go ahead and breathe normally and open your eyes. And then with your eyes open, I'm going to invite you to just gently tip your head forward, tucking the chin. This is to give a very gentle stretch to the very back of your neck. Mm-hmm. And then let it rise to a comfortable position. And then let yourself recall that unresolved situation, noticing how you feel about it. Allowing awareness of any part of your body that might be responding to whatever it is you're thinking about. Okay, and that has been released. So I'm going to have you go back to thinking the sky is blue.
Mm-hmm.
The sky is blue.
And then this is going to be your affirmation.
Okay.
I am the embodiment of tranquility.
Ooh. I am the embodiment of tranquility.
Yeah, and when we get an affirmation like this, it's really calling us, every time we think this affirmation, to let our awareness come to our body. Because this is the way we can ground ourselves, center ourselves, and find that feeling of tranquility in the body, because you can achieve tranquility in your mind, but where we really are headed with this is a tranquility of the body. And so just thinking over and over again, I am the embodiment of tranquility, and just noticing where your mind lands on your body.
Okay.
How are you doing, Diane?
Oh, a little better.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to recommend, do you know about the square breathing?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to recommend you do some of that square breathing with the idea of tranquility in your mind.
Okay.
And that's going to be a good way to integrate what you've just done.
Now, you also explained, Linda, to us in the beginning that you said anxiety is a result of us trying to solve an emotional problem in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard that before, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And you said, but it really needs to be balanced in the body. It seems to me like using an affirmation like this actually gets your mind doing something that would be helpful mm-hmm. in resolving the anxiety rather than detrimental and getting you just making it worse and worse mm-hmm. In your mind. So is this affirmation, would this be appropriate like when Diane, if she starts feeling going into that anxiety, mm-hmm. would this be a good affirmation for mm-hmm. her to start saying yeah. at that mm-hmm. time? Is that a way?
Yeah. And one important thing is that the more we have awareness of our own body in the moment, the more we can help ourselves, because it could be that somebody who's listening is going to be thinking, I am the embodiment of tranquility. And they might notice actually some sense in their body that doesn't feel at all tranquil. And that's a really great piece of information that they can use, because then they can focus on that area of their body and just breathe into it and give it more attention. And that will help an integration take place at the level of the body energetically. And instead of, because what it means is there is something that has been activated. But most of us usually start thinking, oh, I feel weird on my side. And then their head starts to maybe feed them a lot of crazy thoughts about, oh, maybe I'm having some kind of physical issue. And that's not going to be helpful or relaxing or solve anything. The thing that solves it is to notice the area, keep your attention on it, just gently with curiosity, no judgment, and just let yourself breathe in it, let breath come in and out of it. And the more you do that, the more your brain is working with you, because you want your mind to stay with that, just noticing the breath. It gives your brain a job that it can do to help you instead of working up a bunch of anxiety for you.
All right. That's wonderful.
Yeah, Dr. Nails, you worked kind of behind the scenes and did some work on Diane. Did you pick up anything that you want to share with Diane?
Well, I'll kind of support what Linda was talking about, because the work I was doing was about resetting in the physical body, the energetic physical part of the body. Mm-hmm. And it's really because that's where the issue gets solved. It gets solved with the feelings, the emotions. And so many times people ask me about working on dogs, for example. You know, what about the feelings in the dog? And, you know, do we need to address those directly? Usually not, because it's the person's feelings that are the problem. And when you reset the physical, you reset those ingrained feelings that have got into the physical nerve system just by the physical procedure. So it actually, we're solving mental, emotional type issues, even when we're only, in air quotes, touching the body.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so are you okay and good, Diane?
All better. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your help.
All right, you just remember that you are the embodiment of tranquility. And
right,
say it a lot. All righty.
Say it a lot so I hopefully can get out of the mind.
Right, right.
Just and check give your mind a new job, looking yep. at
yes.
your body.
Yep. See how you do this week, and you can always, you know, call in next week for, you know, an awareness reading with Natasha, and let's see if she, you know, she can come at it from another angle.
Oh, awesome. Thank you all so much.
All right. Happy okay. New Year. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All
righty. We need to catch up with advertisers. We got current events to do. We got some stuff to discuss. And how are we doing? Phones are...
Nobody on the line right now. So if you want to give us a call and get a treatment from Dr. Nails or Linda Rasmussen, you can call us at 425-373-5527 or toll free at 1-888-298-5569. Plenty of room available.
Yep. And for the moment now, just stay right where you are, because Animal World continues after we take care of our advertisers. Without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Get Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Go to HealingMinistryForAnimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. No, aren't the birds fun? Alrighty, let's see. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements again. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And the best cat vitamin, NuPro Nuggets, they love them, and they can be treats. They're so good. I've used them in the past to, you know, get my cat to eat, you know, picky cat to eat because they're so tasty. And the dog supplements, the skin and hair coat and the hip and joint, the powder you put in, it will solve any picky dog's eating problems. And, boy, produces the best skin and hair coat and so forth. Anyway, phenomenal products. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And if you need to contact him, he likes you to go through the website, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And you can do the contact link. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you need to talk to him about whether he can help you or your animal friends, he's happy to do that, and you just fill out that contact link. Say you want to talk, and again, you can do the at-home session. But he's also offering another freebie thing that we've mentioned. We're going to get to that very shortly here. About that. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates, and you get all kinds of good stuff. So shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just call me after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty. I think let's take advantage of the fact that nobody's calling here, and I can do current events, you know, later in the show if need to. But Dr. Nels, some big changes going on because I found out about it because I know because I'm on your mailing list and so forth and pay attention to what's going on. But I don't know if everyone else does. But if you've been following what happens here on Animal World, and if by chance you've stayed tuned after the show, well, you know that there's an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. And for the past how many years?
Three years and three or four months,
the show has been Mystic Radio, Past Life, People, and Pets. And the pets got thrown in because Dr. Nels started co-hosting the show with Robin and Bob three years and three or four months ago.
Yes.
But big news. So do you want to share with us what's happened?
Some time ago, I don't remember, a couple of months ago, Robin started having some trouble with her voice. And after going to a throat specialist, found out there was something serious going on now that she needs to take care of. And it taking care of means don't talk.
Wow.
And that's tough when you're on the radio all the time. So she had to back off. And then Bob and I did some shows where it's just me. And the conversation was kind of like, well, this is sort of indefinite what's going on with Robin. We don't really know how long it's going to take to resolve the issue. So do you want to take over the show, just Bob and me? And I had to say no. And it was hard because I love doing the show. I love mm-hmm. Bob and Robin. It's just so wonderful. But mm-hmm. I'm also, changing a lot about what I'm doing with my life, as we all, also discussed. I'm going to be moving to Idaho.
Talked about that you and your wife, Martha, and that's why if you get confused, there's another Martha in the picture, but that Dr. Nails is married to a Martha, but not this Martha,
right.
His Martha. So yeah. He usually says his Martha, so that lets you know he's not talking about me.
Right.
But you and your Martha have decided... Well, your Martha wants a longer growing season because,
I don't know if she's going to get a longer growing season or not. But
she's hoping for that because her beets rotted in the ground this year was so wet or whatever.
Yes,
but
right.
Anyway, she's looking for, and you guys are just looking for a new adventure. I guess you've worn out Darrington and you've taken your Forester everywhere you can go.
Yeah.
And not gotten stuck and you're good, but you're going to go someplace. Anyway, so you're moving to Idaho, but at this point... You don't know where. That's not immediately.
We haven't got it all sorted out yet, but it's,
you'd like
it's
to be next summer sometime
yes.
for moving,
right.
If it all works out,
right. And so it's like we're entering a stage of our life where obligating less time to things is more what we want to do, not obligating more time.
Gotcha.
And that's why I chose not to continue doing the show. And also, really, it is, Robin is the star. She is a phenomenal talent as a psychic and as a radio personality. And, mm-hmm. I'm the straight man. I don't feel really qualified to carry a show of that stature and that caliber with that audience. So I felt like, there's two good reasons for me not to do it. There's that one of I'm not the star, and the other one is I just want to have more time available for me and my wife to take off and do things.
Right.
And being obligated.
And that was a weekly obligation, too.
It's,
it was every Wednesday.
Right.
And I would agree with you. I've known Robin since I started doing the show here at KKNW, I think, and shortly after that. But Robin is incredibly gifted and has gifts that I've never seen before. And I think she has abilities and an accuracy and so forth that I've not experienced before. She kind of is in a league of her own. I find it, now it's not my business and not us to talk about, but I find it quite fascinating, and I'm sure there's stuff going on when you got someone who makes a living talking and they lose their voice.
Right.
It's like, obviously you've said there's something seriously wrong, so that has to be addressed. But so there's got to be a lot going on, a lot deeper stuff going on than
sure.
what we could all recognize. But I sure appreciate you sharing the story with us so we know. So, but the bottom line is you've already done your last show on Mystic Radio.
Yeah, Bob and I did our last show on the 21st of December, and they're running, I believe they're still running the
reruns.
The rerun shows.
On course on Wednesdays.
And by the way, as we have said, you can still get lots of great help just listening and following along.
Yeah, so you can still listen on Wednesdays at noon to Mystic Radio, although there'll be encore shows until they decide what they're doing.
Right.
And apparently, we don't know that.
Right.
At this point,
a lot of it hinges on her health and what's going on there. So, what happens is unknown at this point.
Right. And, you... In addition to letting us all know that you were stepping away from Mystic Radio, the good news is, though, he's staying with us on Animal World. So but now instead of every week, it's once a month, the second Sunday of the month. So you'll have to
right,
on your calendar. But you also sent out to your mailing list a free sort of thing. So do you want to explain that to us?
Well, here's the thing. I've been in this area working in the greater Seattle all the way up to Bellingham kind of area for, I don't even know how long.
Long time.
30, 40 years. Long time.
Yeah, kind of like me. I lose track after decades.
And so people are used to me being able to help them hands-on a lot. And so I do a few local people with my distance work, but most of those distance people are all over the country and all over the world. And I have a pretty good clientele that way.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is have people in this area who might normally see me in person and have me do hands-on work to have the experience of what these other people are getting.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, I'm inviting people to have a free Zoom call session with me where I guide them to touch their animal just as if I was going to be there. And I'll be doing the energy work and they'll be doing the touching. And once you have that experience, you then get to realize, oh, I understand it now. And so kind of like Linda doing her free thing, I'm doing my free thing. so people can get on board.
I would think this is kind of smart ahead thinking, because I would imagine that part of your motivation here would be is to help people understand that when you move to Idaho, it's going to affect your ability to help us here in Washington.
That's exactly right. That's the point. Yeah.
Isn't that?
Not a lot of me around, you know.
So,
but you can have me wherever you are. If you can get a phone signal, we can do a Zoom call or a WhatsApp call or something that we can, you know, help you work on horses, dogs, cats, and get the job done.
Well, so and if someone wants to experience this free Zoom thing, what do we do?
All they have to do is go to my website, healingministryforanimals.com, and click the Contact Us button and say, hey, I want to get in on that free distance session or free Zoom call or whatever, something like that.
Yeah. I want the free stuff.
And then I will get with you and we'll get that organized.
And then before we move on, how long do we have to take? I mean, is there...
Before we leave?
No. How long does this offer extend?
Oh, how long does this offer extend?
Yes.
I would like to say, let's just say it extends through the end of January right now. So, in other words, get in touch with me before January's over.
For the end of January.
Yeah.
And then the second Sunday of February, we'll regroup with you again to see if you've changed your mind and extended or whether you're done with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
We don't know if he's going to extend. Right now, it's the end of January. So if you want to do this, folks, you get on healingministryforanimals.com, contact link, fill out the form and say, hey, I want the free session. But so get signed up now.
Yeah.
Because when he's done with this, he'll be done.
Absolutely.
Probably not as crazy as his sister, who just continues to give away a free session to any of you that call or text her at 206-841-1992. Okay. Free session if you're a new client. All righty. We are, look at that. Right towards the top of the hour. We will, hey, and guess what? We got a bunch of new